manual for moms, you wing it. Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. So what is your name and what was your mom fail?
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm from Sun Prairie, and honestly, I didn't even think about the word I was using.
It sounds simple enough. I'm excited to hear. Go for it.
Okay, so my schedule at work was changing, so I wasn't going to be able to drop my daughter off at school in the mornings anymore. And I have this great neighbor who she likes and I love, and the neighbor was kind enough to offer to help. So my daughter would not get into anyone's car except for my car and grandma and grandpa's, right? So when I was telling her at dinner the night before that she was going to get a ride to school now in the neighbor's car, I was really like playing it up, you know? I was saying that the neighbor's car is so much nicer than mom's car, and she was going to have, you know, fun, and this was going to be a great carpool with friends, and she'd love it, and so on and so forth, right? Like, really building it up, like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to a place where she seemed comfortable, and she was, you know, on board to ride with the neighbor. And so I went to work the next morning. My daughter went over to the neighbor's house, and I get a call from my neighbor because my daughter would not get in the car and was borderline hysterical. I got on the phone with her, and I understood a couple words through her tears, but here's the thing. Okay, I actually used the word carpool and told her the car was so much cooler than ours, and she thought that there was an actual pool in the car. You know, they were going to go for a little dip on the way to school, right? So, oh my gosh, I never even thought about how weird this word carpool would be to a little kid. And she was so mad, you know, so disappointed.
That's a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, Alex. Together, we probably fail every single day.
Every day.
Mom!